Patrick Mdluli developed lung problems shortly after he moved to South Africa's coal mining heartland.
The mines, the dust, pollution. You go to doctors, they ask you, they tell you the very same thing. Are you living next to a mine? Yes, I am. Are you living next to a dumping site? Yes, I am.
South Africa's coal industry is in Mdluli's backyard. This past farming area of South Africa last year earned the unfortunate distinction of having the world's worst air quality, says Greenpeace. And it shows, says the head of one of Middelburg's main clinics.
Children and adults are paying the ultimate price. When we say ultimate price, is the neurocognitive loss of neurocognitive development. Children's infant mortality rate is higher in our area than other areas. Adults' heart attacks and respiratory disease are much higher. So people are paying with their lives across the board because of these pollutants in the air.
Dr. Tayo blames the coal mining industry and poor governance. Residents say the coal companies have done little to improve the community.
One cannot be faulted in thinking, is there some level of corruption operating in this area as well, where these big boys are getting away with murder, literally. They're literally getting away with murder. It's just a reality. I mean, I'd like somebody to come up and dispute this fact and challenge me on that.
VOA contacted three of the area's larger coal mines for comment. None responded. Environmental activist Bafana Shwatshwayo is lobbying to shift to a cleaner resource, the region's abundant sunshine.
We are not saying we want to close down the mines. We must go the renewable energy way. So when we talk about the energy renewable way, we are saying people will manufacture solar panels inside South Africa, and they are the ones who are supposed to install the solar panels, and they are the ones who are supposed to maintain the solar panels.
But that is a faraway dream from Mdluli and his neighbors, who complain unemployment is high and all of them, including the children, have health problems. The area, they say, used to be beautiful.
It's an endless akoni now in Mpumalanga. It's not a bread and butter anymore. It's an endless akoni.
Coal powers the vast majority of South Africa's power grid. It's what keeps this country moving forward economically. But for communities like this that live in the shadow of coal mines and lack basic services like electricity and running water, sometimes that progress seems very far away. Anita Powell, VOA News, Middelburg, South Africa.